You're listening to the Open Democracy Minute, keeping Granite State government by and for the people. For those who do democracy work in New Hampshire, it sometimes seems like it's one step forward and two steps back. Voters were glad to see Governor Sununu sign HB 1266, allowing voters to check a COVID-19 checkbox as an excuse on the absentee ballot application, and for one form to be used instead of two for the September and November elections. But inexplicably, the Secretary of State's office added some struck-out language that wasn't on the previous form, referring to a lawsuit that the state lost to the ACLU on matching signatures between the absentee ballot and the voter registration form. This act sowed immediate confusion among voters using the new application. Voters should ignore this language. This confusion was compounded by the revelation that the Secretary of State's office didn't change the language on the actual absentee ballot affidavit on the envelope, where the voters will still have to swear that they are disabled when claiming a concern with COVID-19. Worse yet, the Secretary of State didn't update the instructions that come with the absentee ballot to explain the whole mark disability for concerns with COVID-19 issue. Voters could look at this as incompetence by our Secretary of State and Attorney General's offices, or you could look at it as an effort to seed doubt and confusion on use of the absentee ballot. Either way, this needs to get fixed immediately so that New Hampshire voters have confidence that their vote will be counted. As Granny D said, democracy is not something we have, it's something we do. For the Open Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.